Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There's one nagging question a lot of us have about what happened yesterday on Capitol Hill.
That's one, Don?
Well, can I give you my nagging question, Lana?
All right, let's hear it.
And thanks for joining us. We so appreciate your expertise in reporting here on WGN Radio the last week or so, particularly since everybody was following so closely this budget crisis, this government shutdown, and the DACA bill. The Democrats are being played today in the media as having caved, having been suckers. They just show that the Democrats are never as strong as the Republicans because they caved. And I thought, well, they still hold the cards, don't they? If on February 8th, the administration isn't ready to sign a bill they like, they'll shut the government down again, right? Have they lost their leverage?
No,
here?
You are exactly right, John. The Democrats still have just as much power to shut down the government, potentially, come February 8th, if there isn't an agreement. And I have to tell you, right now on Capitol Hill, things are not looking good in terms of the ability of Congress to work with the White House and come up with something that will pass muster in both houses and get the president to sign off on. So, there are a lot of folks that feel like the Democrats blinked, and there's a lot of Republicans right now that are sort of crowing over that, celebrating their win. The White House, of course, claiming this as a win, but this is far from over. The continuing resolution that is on the table right now leaves 16 days for these parties to come up with an agreement. Otherwise, funding again will run out, and we will be in the exact same position that we were in before.
Well, do they literally, like, are the big long conference tables and people are horse trading, going, all right, well, we'll give you this, but you give you that? I mean, is that literally happening today?
No. That happened about 2 weeks ago when we saw that at the White House as the big television production. Since then, it has been a lot of shuttle diplomacy, some moderate senators running back and forth between leadership offices, the president sitting down one-on-one at the White House with Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Those have been the types of conversations that have taken place. But right now, actually, the House is in recess. So the congressmen and women who are supposed to be negotiating this deal, they're not physically here. There's no long table that they are sitting at right now. Members of the House have said that they are hopeful that members of the Senate have said that they're hopeful that when the House is back in session, that they will be having those conversations. But as of right now, we're talking about 16 days. You have to sort of subtract 7 days from that, honestly.
Well, are they going to operate basically with what the Senate had come up with? I presume that's going to be the starting point.
Well, that continuing resolution that the Senate had passed and the House also passed, that will reopen the government. But if you're talking about the proposal that the Senate had come up with in terms of DACA and immigration reform, that the president had dismissed and had not accepted. And so there isn't currently a working agreement. We also know that, you know, Senator Schumer, when he sat down with President Trump, said, tell me what it would take for us to get an agreement on DACA. And the president said, I need, according to Schumer, this much money for my border wall. And Schumer said, okay, you've got it. But a deal never materialized from that. So there are some questions about what President Trump is willing to accept in terms of an agreement. And we do know that Senator Schumer's office told the White House that since the president didn't accept that compromise proposal, that it is no longer even on the table.
Well, this just doesn't sound that complicated to me, because the Senate had come up with a deal. I mean, if the president had said, okay, let's go, I don't think we'd be having this conversation now. Let's get that thing, put it on the table, get, I don't know, the Democrat top-ranking Republican there, then get Stephen Miller and put him on a Greyhound bus and get him out of town, and then say, what on this thing needs to be fixed? It would seem to me it would almost be line-itemable. Fix those things.
I think you might be able to get a deal there, John, because because that is exactly not what seems to be happening here in Washington. Nobody is actually sitting down saying, we do need to come up with an agreement, so let's figure it out line by line. I'm willing to give you this if you're willing to give me that.
Yeah.
And just figure it out. Instead, there is a lot of political posturing, and there's a lot of he said, she said in terms of what is happening behind the scenes, and all of it has created bad blood between the negotiating parties. And some of what we've heard from the White House has been very confusing to Republican members who don't know now where the president stands on some of these issues.
Right. Well, I don't think Chuck Schumer helped the process with his remarks before the vote. I thought Dick Durbin did. Our senator was very careful to say this is a great opportunity for the Senate. This can be a transcendent moment. The Senate is designed for this sort of a compromise and negotiation. And he also said, remember, you made a deal. Let's bargain in good faith. He was just pouring it on.
And Dick Durbin and Lindsey Graham, his really negotiating buddy and counterpart on the Republican side, those two men have been, when we saw them physically here in the Capitol trying to forge a deal, and those two working very closely hand in hand and working in good faith and trying to get other members on their teams involved. And then we saw, the president and Schumer trying to sit down and less successful in that. And we also know that that McConnell and Schumer have also had conversations. But again, the big wild card in all of this is going to be President Trump and what he's willing to accept.
Well, he wants to crow. Here's his latest tweets. Big win for Republicans as Democrats cave on shutdown. Now I want a big win for everyone. See you at the negotiating table. I abbreviated that because he goes on real long. Then he writes this. This was 9 hours ago. Even crazy Jim Acosta of fake news CNN agrees, quote, Trump world and White House sources dancing in end zone. Trump wins again. Schumer and Dems caved, gambled and lost. The president wrote, thank you for your honesty, Jim.
Yes, and he also has tweeted today, nobody knows for sure that the Republicans and Democrats will be able to reach a deal on DACA by February 8th. So one of the things that you watch for negotiations, when people are negotiating in good faith, they try to hold their fire against the other team, in part because they want to try and come up sincerely with an agreement. And there has been some arguments on the Democrat side that this is not what they're getting. They're not getting a good faith partner out of the White House. And some people pointing to that very negative campaign ad that was launched over the weekend, where the president's campaign ads accused Democrats of being complicit in murder by illegal immigrants in this country.
I'll play that audio on the other side of the break. I'll let you go before then. A couple of our listeners have asked, and I know this isn't why we called you today, Lana, do you have any information or anything to say about the 50,000 missing FBI email and what that will mean down the road? It's not about this story.
Yeah, honestly, another one of my colleagues is really tracking that, and I don't want to be the person to speak out of turn. I know that it is absolutely concerning. The folks in the FBI have to be scrambling to try and figure out how they write this, because it looks terrible for them.
The problem for Dick Durbin, then, and as I'll let you go, just your last comment on this, he not only needs to find a way to get his signature DACA deal done and compromise enough with the Republicans that they'll agree with it without gutting the thing, but he also has to make the president look like the winner. You know, they've got to get this thing done and then let Donald Trump somehow save face. He's got to come out like he's the winner on this. Otherwise, I get the feeling he won't sign it.
Right. Any good negotiation allows people on both sides of the negotiating table to come away with something that they can hold up and go back to their people with as a win. So the question might also be, will the president do the same for Dick Durbin?
We will see. Nice to hear your voice. Thanks for your help today, Lana.
Always my pleasure, John.